This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On America Tonight, joining us right at the top, the grand dame of talk media news, Ellen Ratner. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I am good. I am very good. We've had a very busy week in Washington.
No kidding. There's so much to talk about. First of all, so sad. What about the congressman's condition? Is he still in critical condition?
We think he's in critical condition, yes. That's certainly what they're saying. And it looks like he's going to go back for a third surgery. What happened is the bullets not only got in the way of his hip, but then they traveled apparently to some of his organs. That's very unfortunate.
Oh, boy, no kidding. What? And because, you know, certainly you have your tentacles all over D.C. We know the reaction has to be shock and horror, but they're saying that the congressional baseball game is going to go on?
It went on. It's finished. It was won by the Democrats 11-2, and the president made a video announcement at the game and talked about it all together. They all also said the Pledge of Allegiance together, so that happened. And then actually when the Democrats won the trophy, they gave it to Steve Scalise's staffer, I don't remember which one, so that it could be in his office.
Wow. And now because of that, too, which is great that so many people were there and rallied around and they still had the game.
They raised $1 million. Normally
crazy.
They raise $500,000.
Wow.
This time they raised $1 million.
Wow. That's awesome. That's tremendous. So do you think that this is the start of perhaps, because everything is so polarizing, maybe a softer, general, gentle, perhaps relationship between some of the Democrats and Republicans again?
Well, we would certainly hope so. I do remember this, and this is many years ago, when the Monica Lewinsky issue came up with President Clinton, and he was under impeachment, and they met in the private Senate chamber. This wasn't the House, but the Senate. They met in the private Senate chamber so that they would not have cameras or anything like that. They couldn't be turned on. And I remember, I think it was Barbara Boxer saying, we've all become closer. And hopefully something like this allows them to get closer as well.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, so there's some other things going on as well. While all of that's happening, you sent me a note about the mayor of L.A. and something special the mayor of L.A. was doing.
That's right. The mayor of L.A. Tonight actually is putting up a Batman signal all over the city so that it is seen, and it is in response to the man who played Batman, who recently died this week, and they're doing a big ceremony at City Hall, so that's pretty good, too.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I think that would be very, very cool to see that. And then the president's got a trip to Miami tomorrow, and certainly
that's
Cuba
right.
will come
it
up.
It looks like he is going to cut off some of what President Obama did and revert it back. Of course, Senator Rubio wants him to. Now, there is some debate about it. Some people are saying, well, that's very good. If we don't have as much tourism, et cetera, to Cuba, it's not going to prop up the regime. A lot of other people are saying, well, but the regime not getting all this capital in from tourism, et cetera, would, in fact, allow them to continue to say it's the United States' fault. So it's both ways, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah. Ellen, terrific stuff as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's always good, boy, Ellen Ratner. And you heard her say her thoughts on this whole baseball game and raising the $1 million, which was absolutely incredible that they raised $1 million. Scalise and this situation with Scalise is horrific, of course. What happened the other day on that baseball field and now who knows with him. And certainly a lot of people pulling, you know, praying, pushing, whatever, for him. I guess he's improved, as Ellen was talking about what was happening, but he still is critical because the hospital has been bombarded with papers and notes and, you know, anything that you can imagine. The improvement is a good thing, but as a doctor would tell you, you know, you don't know. He's not completely out of the woods now. And there were six people that were actually hit, injured after the gunman sprayed them in Alexandria, Virginia on Wednesday with this early morning practice ahead of that charity baseball game. And of course, we've talked about this. We talked about it in a previous show that James Hodgkins died after the shootout. And, you know, they found out more about him as they continued to investigate, you know, what was it that led to this violence, this act of violence, this assault. And, you know, the president who visited Scalise in the hospital on Wednesday sent a video message. Ellen mentioned that at the start of the game. And he said, by playing tonight, you're showing the world that we will not be intimidated by threats, acts of violence, or assaults on our democracy. The game will go on. You know, he said the game will go on. And sure enough, the game did go on. And that's a good thing. And who knows, maybe that something changes, the tone changes somewhat out of D.C. One can only hope, because, again, I think you can have opposite points of view for certain, but there's no reason that it has to lead to this vitriol and nastiness that has become what's happened in the United States and spread and flowed not only from the steps of our democracy, but has crept into your backyard and my backyard. And boy, I like a good argument, I got to tell you. And I certainly don't agree with half of what some of the lawmakers say and their actions and lack of actions and whatever. But I wish the best for them. I do not wish any evil or ill will upon any of them. And it's just terrible, again, what happened. Just absolutely awful. Absolutely awful. Hey, coming up on this version of America Tonight, one of the things that we will do is find out what's on your mind. The mailbag was once again full, full, full. And it's interesting because this time around, in checking the email, and I checked it earlier in the day and then I checked it later in the day, I just visualize that I'm going into a mail room, and I'm not kidding you, and there's mail slots all over the place, and they're just full. Because I have one of those mailboxes where it pegs in the red and says, warning, warning, you better go through this email. And I seriously cannot believe almost every day, not every day, but almost every day, I cannot believe the massive amount of mail that we receive. It's frankly fantastic. But the opinions and what you choose to jump on, I think, is incredibly interesting. I mean, incredibly interesting. We've talked about cars sometimes on this show. In fact, there's big car shows in a lot of the big cities, but obviously Detroit, they have a big car show. In New York, they have a big car show. I bet locally there's a car show you might go to. I don't care if you're listening to us somewhere in Kansas or Iowa or Sarasota, car shows are still very popular. And I happened to see, because somebody sent me a link to it, picture this. Do you have a spare $209,000 for an exotic convertible that goes 204 miles an hour? What convertible does that? And where are you running that convertible? It's a British supercar that's made by the supermaker McLaren, a convertible. They call it the entry level. 562 horsepower, McLaren 570S. Wow. Hang with us, mailbag. We're dipping there next.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Yeah, the mail is here. That's a good thing. That means that you're responding. By the way, you can always flip me a call at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283 if you want to jump on certainly what I mentioned. Is it possible that even in Washington, the games we play, people can find a way to either find some common ground or at least not hate each other's guts, and so it's not so... much like the Punch and Judy show coming out of our nation's capital. Because sometimes it really feels like that. It really does. It's like the us's and the them's, your team and my team. And I definitely think that there was a big jolt to D.C. with this shooting. There's a lot of anger over that. And the fact that $1 million was raised, as Ellen mentioned, is incredible. Because normally it would be half of that, which would still be considered to be pretty darn good. So bravo to everybody who stepped up and participated and helped out there. I think that's absolutely amazing. In the meantime, while that was going on, some of you had this to say about the leaks in D.C., starting with Dan, who says, Kate, like the show, don't like leaks. What's going on with that? If you were a leader, if you were a president, would you like leaks? I think leaks are lame. And it means somebody has a personal agenda, an axe to grind, or something else is going on. How could it be that Mueller, the special counsel who was appointed to investigate the finances and the business dealings of Jared Kushner and President Trump's son-in-law and advisor as part of this whole Russia thing, how could it be that these things are leaking out around him? I don't get it. Well, yeah, the Washington Post seems to have a beat on everything, don't they? They're saying that that they were scrutinizing meetings that Kushner held with the Russians in December, first with the ambassador, kiss of death, a.k.a. Kislyak, and then Sergei Gorkov, the head of the state-owned Russian Development Bank. And it's not clear if the FBI was investigating Kushner's business dealings. The officials who described the financial focus of the investigation spoke supposedly to the Washington Post on the condition that they would be anonymous because they're not authorized to speak publicly. Well, of course, that makes sense. So they're trying to see what kind of communication line. They talked about this establishing a secure communication line between Trump officials and the Kremlin at a Russian diplomatic facility. That's one of the things that they're investigating. The White House said that the meetings with the banker was a pre-inauguration diplomatic encounter unrelated to business. So there was some wondering, there were some accusations flying there. Because here's the thing, the meeting happened as Kushner's company was looking for financing for its $1.8 billion office building on Fifth Avenue that was in trouble. And it raises the question about his personal financial interests colliding with his role as a public official. So, of course. The attorney for Kushner, who's Jamie Gorelick, said, we don't know what the report refers to. It would be standard practice, blah, 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 for the special counsel to look at financial records, to look for anything related to Russia. Of course. Of course, that's what he would do. And that is true. Kushner never speaks, though. He rarely speaks publicly about his role in the White House. He rarely speaks. He's become a major, major domo, major figure in the Trump White House with a list of all kinds of policy responsibilities, Canada, Mexico, China, peace in the Middle East. Definitely. Mueller has a spokesperson, Peter Carr, who didn't comment on the Washington Post article about the special counsel's office looking at stringent controls to not allow unauthorized disclosures and is going to deal with anybody who engages in this conduct. But I think it's fishy. The web is fishy, but it, you know, the tangled web around Jared Kushner that they're trying to, you know, connect the dots is fishy, but is it a witch hunt? Is it deeper than that? Who knows? I mean, who knows? We don't know. But I can't believe how much stuff leaks, and it's what I call a halfer. So we only get a little bit of a story, and it really doesn't tell us the story. How are we supposed to know what the story is? You got to give us the story. And we're only getting, well, anonymous sources for fear of reprisal. Their job are saying, I mean, you know, it's got to go deeper than that. It really does. What's the play here? And are we going to, till the end of the year, are we going to be saying, Russia, Russia, Russia? Did they mess with our elections? Do they have their hands in the pockets of our elected officials? I don't know. Is this what it's going to be? Because I will say this. I do think, of course, any impropriety should be looked at. But you know what? I'm going to raise my hand and say, whoa, I care about my family and their health care. What's going on with health care? Are prices being jacked up? Are prices going to level out? What is going on? Are how many people going to lose health care? I don't understand. Explain it to us. Are we going to have a vote in the Senate on the Republican health care proposal or no? You know? And, of course, now I've gone off in a tangent, and that's what happens. But quickly, let's reel it back in. This one is from Rich. He says, Kate, did you see the study about happy people get more than 7 hours of sleep? Do you think that's true? Do you get 7 hours of sleep? I must be miserable. It's very rare that I get 7 hours of sleep. I have, and I will say this. If I get 7 hours of sleep, I feel really good. I don't know about the rest of you. I can tell you when I feel not so good. Have you ever had it where you can't help it? There's something going on for whatever reason. I don't know. It can be whatever's happening in your life. You get maybe maximum 4, maybe 5. Oh, that is definite burnout. I'm serious. That's like you just explode. That is no sleep. And no sleep is no good eventually. Although there are people who swear they survive on less and they go to bed maybe at 10, 11 o'clock, and they get up at 3:30 or something. I just think you know, it's what are you doing before you go to bed? What, I don't know, how do you wind down? The National Sleep Foundation says that adults between 18 and 64 sleep between 7 and 9 hours a night, and that children and teenagers require more. Of course they do. So, no, I don't get seven. Sometimes I get seven. If I get seven, I do actually feel good. So maybe that should be my goal. Maybe that should be the goal of all of us, to get more rest. Then we're not so unhinged or stressed or just tired. How about this? This one is from Randy. And Randy says, wow, Father's Day. I think Father's Day is going to be pretty interesting. I have no idea what to get my father, but I have kind of a list that he gave me. Kate, do you think I should go off the list, or should I go rogue and get my own present that I think really matches up well with him? Well, that can be a loaded question. And the reason I say that it can be a loaded question is because if he gave you a list of what he wanted, well, then that's what he wants. So if you don't get something on the list, somebody told me one time that the problem with shopping for people for presents, whatever, Christmas presents, birthday presents, whatever it is that you really shop for yourself. Oh, that would be clever. Oh, that's funny. Oh, I think they would look great in that. Oh, like it's more your taste, and you have to think of the person's taste. So I think when someone hands you a list, especially a lot of times people don't give you a clue, if you're getting a list, I would say, yeah, go with the list. Come up with what's on the list. Go get what's on that list. If you want to throw in a little surprise there, throw in the surprise, right? But I'd say go with what they want. Definitely. All right, here's one from Ralph in New Jersey. Kate, we met once. I love the show. I've been listening to it since I met you. I'm watching the U.S. Open. I know you're a big golf fan. Did you notice that Ricky Fowler has a one-shot lead at Erin Hills? He's got a 65. Do you like Ricky Fowler? I love Ricky Fowler. Yes. I think it'd be great if Ricky Fowler won, but after one day, you can't tell much. It's good to have a lead, though, right? It's good to grip it and rip it and come up with the lead, and he did. You know, no Tiger Woods to contend with. He's had all kinds of problems, and he's nowhere near coming back on the tour. He did well. There's going to be some people on his heels, however. And supposedly, this course is pretty tough, but he played it pretty well. So that's, you know, that's why he finds himself in the driver's seat. And I just saw clips of it, actually. I didn't watch the whole thing today, but I saw clips. I guess a record 44 players finish under par. Thanks for the emails. Stay with us.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yeah, it is me, Kate Delaney, but that's the name of the group you're listening to, and our technical director for this particular show, Mr. Andy, joins us. He's part of that group. So, Andy, tell us about that song. What's the backstory on that?
Oh, that's a song I wrote while I was going to college that was just about making sure your friends get home safe from the bar.
Get home safe from the bar. I don't know.
I don't know if you know this, but in Minnesota, there's been a couple horror stories of people who get left behind. As you know, Minnesota's very cold, and every year a couple people die because somebody doesn't see them in when somebody probably should have.
Brutal. I love it. I like that song. So if somebody wants to hear more of the Me, Me, Me band, how do they do that?
You can find us on SoundCloud. If you just type in me, 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 that's no spaces, one word. Me, 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 Minneapolis. Yeah.
I like it.
Find us there.
And they can find you that way. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. That's cool.
It's always, it's always interesting to find out, no matter who the musician is, what inspired them to write what they wrote, or where did they come up with it. To me, in fact, that's one of the most fascinating things about music in general. It's knowing how something was written, how the lyrics came about, how the band came about, et cetera. So Donald Trump won't most likely, sadly, for Andy, be listening to any of the me music, or maybe he is. Maybe he's listening to the show right now. Who knows? But on Friday, one thing we do know is he's going to tighten rules on Americans traveling to Cuba and restrict U.S. companies from doing business with Cuban enterprises controlled by the military. Trump's going to lay out his Cuba policy in a speech in Miami that's going to roll back some of what President Obama's opening up did with the communist-ruled island after a breakthrough, a diplomatic breakthrough between the two countries, the United States and, of course, Cuba, and taking a tougher approach against Cuba after promising to do so during the presidential campaign. Trump will make clear that a ban on U.S. tourism to Cuba remain in effect, and his administration is going to beef up enforcement of travel rules. So anybody who is traveling to Cuba, I know some people that have gone, they're going to tighten that. They're going to tighten that whole thing about going there. And see, this is interesting because Republican Senator Marco Rubio, who played a key role in pushing for Trump's changes, was expected to attend, along with some others. Under the revised policy, the U.S. says there's going to be also tighter enforcement to make sure Americans legally fit the 12 categories that are authorized to claim they can travel under, which would probably spook some of the visitors who don't want to get a big fine. So, like, a journalist would be one of them. It wouldn't be the leisure travel that was starting to happen, which I'll be curious about whether that, and I would assume it will. It will change some of what's going on with, I think it'll change some of what's going on with the cruise ships who were offering these cruises to Cuba. They better get them in quick. It takes a while to turn that around, but it's not going to take that long. All right, I got to throw this down on you, because, you know, I am the poll princess. So we go to our pals at Gallup. One in four Americans think the biggest problem the nation is facing is government. The Gallup survey posted Thursday found that 25% of those polled put the government at the top of the list of their concerns for June, the highest number since 26% of Americans said the same thing in November of 2013. And that was in the wake of a partial government shutdown. I'll break it down for you a little bit more. Americans mention health care as the most important U.S. problem, declined to 7% this month from 18% in May, so that's significant. 19% cite an economic issue as the most important problem facing the country, down from 21% last month. So there you have it. 25% see government as the problem. Yeah, well, some of that would be too much red tape. If you have a business, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Willing to pay your taxes, willing to play the game, not willing to get completely raked over the coals. And I've heard more stories about that from people. Why are they being stopped from producing and hiring people versus let's embrace this? And I'm sure it depends on the individual company and what sector they're in. So it's hard to put out throw a blanket over that, because you can't do that, right? But I see it. I get it. You know, absolutely get it. So here's what's interesting, though. The feds and taxes. The feds collected a record $240.4 billion in May, but the deficit, $88.2 billion. So the IRS collecting some coin and being owed some coin. A little give, a little take. This is nothing new, right? But the record haul was based on inflation-adjusted tax revenues. The government ran a deficit that I mentioned the same month. So the government spent, took in, and then still you've got a whopper of a deficit. Just a whopper of a deficit. Hardly seems as though anyone cares about that, though. Eventually, that will catch up with us. You have to ratchet that down at some point in some ways. Because it's easy to say, well, we'll just go back at it next time. We'll go back at it next time. And next time becomes next time. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. And it gets much worse. Futuristically, how do you take a chunk? How do you take a bite out of that? Yeah, and I don't have any great answers. I love numbers. There's no great answers other than to do what you have to do to snap up that revenue without crushing the little people, meaning the people who really need whatever it is that they're getting, not to crush them in the middle of it, not to do that. While all of this is happening, and we're talking about the feds collecting the record sum and then the deficit, how about these two fugitive cats from the U.S. state of Georgia captured? Two mates accused of shooting to death a pair of armed guards from a prison bus in Georgia were picked up Thursday in Tennessee. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation confirmed the capture of Donnie Rowe, 43, and Ricky Dubois, 24, and they put that statement out on Twitter but didn't give any more information. The inmates were caught following a car chase in Tennessee. They were serving time already for armed robbery, escaped on Tuesday, about 70 miles southeast of Atlanta. They were being transported between two prisons with 31 other inmates. So after their escape, there was, of course, everything was pumped out there that they were dangerous beyond description and that they had 9 millimeter guns that they took off the prison officers they killed, and they were captured on Thursday. You just know they're not going to get, weren't going to get very far. Pretty tough to completely vanish into thin air. You'd have to have a really rock solid plan, and I think their plan was just to get free and then work on the plan. So they did get free, but not for very long. Sadly, when somebody loses their life as a guard, I mean, that's terrible that that happened. But, the shooting to death a pair of armed guards is just terrible. And now they're never going to see the light of day. It's going to just plop on to their sentence. And maybe that's part of it, thinking, well, we're going to get away at all costs, because neither one of them had that in their background. But too late for the families and friends of the guards. There's nothing you can tell them other than so sorry that this happened. And I always wonder, how does that happen? But I guess you've got to think about the culture of a prison is like culture anywhere else. And people help people in prison. Or prisoners are certainly smart enough and they see gaps in when they're getting transported, for example, and they see it out, they find a way, and maybe they didn't necessarily have help. We've seen it where there has been several times where somebody on the inside did help one of the inmates or two of the inmates or however many escape. But in this case, I think this was a fly-by-the-seat-of-our-pants move. We're going to do this. We might have this X amount of time. We're watching to see what could happen. But they jumped on it, and that's the key. They jumped on it right away. And jumping on those guards right away gave them a little lead time, but not enough lead time, because where are they going to go? And it's always a surprise to me when that happens. But like I said, when you think about prison, it's a microcosm of society. So, yeah, there's going to be people that are going to escape. There's going to be people that are going to figure out a way, even though you think you have it locked down, to get out of a situation and unfortunately take the lives of those guards. Hey, coming up, more on that congressional baseball game. A rare display of unity, bravo, and a few other odds and ends as well here on America Tonight.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hard on some odds and ends. I'm going to give you the secret schedule. You know what the secret schedule is? As we make our way to the finish line for this hour of America tonight, it's what's happening, politically speaking, for the most part in the world. Kellyanne Conway, Laura Trump, and the NRA's director are addressing a conservative women's leadership summit. They're doing that in Dallas. Some of the speakers include Carly Fiorina. She's going to be there, too. Then you've got Mayor Mitch Landrieu, who is doing the CAP address, Center for American Progress, in, of course, and that's in Washington, D.C., and Scalise is likely to come up, they say, what's happened to Scalise and that horrific hail of fire at the baseball practice for the Republicans. Also, you've got Merkel, Angela Merkel, of course, the head of Germany, in Rome, meeting with the Pope on Friday afternoon, and again, apparently on Saturday morning, so that's pretty interesting. I also think I'm going to throw in just a few other things. The President's Day is like this in the morning. The President's going to depart the White House for the joint base. Of course, Andrews going to Miami. In the afternoon, he's going to give remarks and participate in the signing on the United States policy towards Cuba. I mentioned that several times. He's going to tighten that up. The president's then going to leave Miami for Washington and then go back to the White House. So it's just a boom, boom into Florida, quick bump, and then it's back to D.C. Remember, it's been not even a full week since Barron and Melania have been in the White House, and that they came last week. So it was a big week for her as well. Moving to something completely different, and I say when we talk about, you know, odds and ends, it's that baseball game really was pretty incredible, and I can't emphasize that enough. And of course, we started with that. It took on a much, much bigger meaning, and so many people showed up for the game, which I think is fantastic. You had lawmakers with Louisiana State University ball caps on in Scalise's honor during the game. The Democrats won 11-2. But I'll tell you, after what he went through, shot through the hip in critical condition at MedStar Washington Hospital, undergoing a bunch of surgeries, president visiting him, the Louisiana congressman, I thought it was great that they had those caps on. And really, it was kind of a unified front between the Democrats and the Republicans. So very good. Bravo. Well played by everybody who was a part of this. The president recorded a message. They played it at Nationals Ballpark because this is where this took place. The Capitol Police were there they were the ones who provided the security for Scalise during the practice. Killed the shooter identified as James Hodgkinson, which we've talked about, who basically was stalking Republicans in D.C. for months. And I just thought it was great. I thought it was great that they had set records, you know, with 500,000 raised for charity and 10,000 fans, and they topped 1 million in donations, and they sold 20,000 tickets. And so much of it is they had pregame online sales, and almost half of it came since Wednesday. So since the shooting. So that means people cared. They wanted to show up. They wanted to be there. And that's terrific. I mean, even in a joint interview, you had Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, the Republican from Wisconsin. You had Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California. Both of them had LSU garb on. And they said that the game was a symbol of unity for a divided Congress. And so maybe it was bipartisan support for that, and it should have been. Maybe there is a break that will happen now as a result of this. You know, maybe some of that talk won't be as, I don't know if critical is the right word, just won't be as divisive, right? Maybe it just won't be as divisive. And then to me, that would be a win-win for everybody. Also, as we skate across the finish line, you know, it's interesting to see what's been happening in the markets. Lately, the markets have been riding pretty high. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, however, were down on the day as we head into the weekend. And, you know, it's interesting when you look at, I just read an interesting story about, you know, credit card debt. And the story that I read said, you know, this is why your credit card debt is about to get more expensive, because credit card users, home equity borrowers, and homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages are going to see the monthly payments rise, because the Fed's interest rate hike on Wednesday will have a ripple effect across the economy. And that's probably why the market was down as well. So revolving loans, of course, have rates that go up or down based on the benchmark short-term rate. And that makes sense. That's an obvious mathematical equation. There's no out of that. It's going to happen. And, you know, the people who have 30-year mortgages and long-term loans, the effect would be more gradual. So it wouldn't be that hammer right away. Car buyers might see that. You know, they're benefiting from a competitive market, and that's keeping the borrowing costs pretty low, but that could change. When that bounces up that may bounce off that loan rate, too. So the loans will become more expensive and all that other stuff. You know, the average credit card rates are 15.07%. Ooh. So it's likely to add more interest. Credit cards are so the necessary evil in some ways, aren't they? It's like playing with, it's like playing chicken, but the chicken bites. Because it's so tempting, I think, when somebody gets into trouble or, you know, hey, this is life. A water heater explodes, something happens at the house, and you just have to do it. You have to bite the bullet, you have to have it. It's not even a question of, hey, we're doing this, you know, we're doing this just because we can. I'm saying things happen and you have no choice but to throw some money at it. And then that's when the credit card thing is just brutal. So many of you have sent me notes about that, like, oh, gosh, when is that going to change? Well, unfortunately, it's going to change in a worse direction. So just boot it to the curb if you can, right? Just do that. I mean, you know, it's interesting talking about the credit cards and the shock of that to this other crazy story about North Carolina. And North Carolina getting ready to realize, if they haven't already, that they've got a huge bill coming their way. Right? Water bill. The News and Observer of Raleigh reported that the Karen Healy of Orange County in central North Carolina got a water bill for $189.92. The service charge was a dollar shy of, not what you think, $100 million. What are you doing? They say that action needed immediately. Really? A water bill for $100 million. It was $100,188.92. I love the guy who tweeted out, in fairness, they responded to my email and assured me I don't owe them that money. I think that's one of the most hilarious stories that I've ever read. You get the mail, you open it up. What's the water bill, honey? Oh, $100 million. That's what the water bill is. Whoops. Do you have confidence in the way they read your meter? I'm starting to think I don't have as much confidence in the way my guys read the meter. They say sometimes it's good to get it checked. Maybe you're getting charged a little bit more for your water than you should be, too. Think about it. Thanks to you, and that tall guy in the back for listening to this Hour of America tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.